It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for August 31st of 2026. Today, Barry Weiss's CBS News Division, I put that in quotations, released a story titled, "For Michigan Democrat Abdul El-Sayed, September 11th Commemoration Invites Scrutiny of Past Remarks." Oh yes, the pro-big tech bro, pro-Epstein class, and pro-Bibi Netanyahu-led Israeli government CBS News, which is headed by the failed Barry Weiss, is essentially signaling that the big bad progressive Democratic nominee for Michigan Senate seat is, you know, Muslim, so I guess that means that we can maybe somewhat tie him or blame him for 9/11. Well, what were these controversial remarks so-called? Did he say something like the self-described comedian Bill Maher, who declared shortly after 9/11 that the terrorists weren't the cowards unlike the United States? Did Dr. Abdul say something like an angry God allowed the 9/11 terrorists to succeed because this country allowed women to have abortion rights, or, you know, they used to back then, and that we allowed secular schools to prosper? No, that was the late white Christian nationalist Jerry Falwell, who was also a self-described reverend, but not really following in the words of Jesus. Or did Dr. Abdul declare minutes after the World Trade Center's collapsed that his building was now the tallest building in New York City? No, that was Dear Leader Trump. You know, the same guy who celebrated the murder of director and actor Rob Reiner, who is Jewish, which I guess means Dear Leader Trump's anti-Semitism just keeps going and going and going. Dear Leader Trump was also the one who reportedly called those who died in war suckers. Okay, so Dr. Abdul didn't say any of those words. Then what were some of the awful statements or tweets from Dr. Abdul regarding 9/11, according to Barry Weiss's CBS? All right, well, according to the story in one post from 2020, AES compared the nearly 3,000 Americans killed on September 11th to the mounting COVID-19 death toll and argued for a response commensurate with the nation's post-9/11 mobilization. All right, I'll admit that some things sometimes go over my head initially, so I reread that one a few times, but I'm still not understanding the, quote, controversy over this country mobilizing to save lives during a pandemic as thousands were dying each and every day from COVID. Around 1 million Americans died from COVID, if we fail to remember that. Okay, so Barry Weiss's CBS also said that in another post, El-Sayed wrote that because more Americans have died from COVID than in the September 11th attacks, he hoped that means we'll spend the next 10 years fighting a war for public health and against poverty like we launched a global war on terror after 9/11. We could save lives rather than take them. Ooh. Again, where's the controversy behind that true statement? The global war on terror was an expensive disaster and did cost thousands of lives. Not to mention, some of it was unconstitutional. We should be spending more of our money here in America for working class Americans rather than for overseas wars. You know, wars like the Iraq War or this current war on Iran that Dr. Abdul's MAGA Republican opponent, Florida Mike Rogers, supports wholeheartedly. He is 100% behind Dear Leader Trump. Oh, but the biggest and baddest tweet of them all, according to Barry Weiss's CBS News, was this post from 2021. Are you ready? Dr. Abdul said on September 11th of that year, quote, "Today I mourn the 3,000 lives, 6,000 injured, and infrastructural devastation in New York City perpetuated ignorantly in the name of my faith. Tomorrow I'll mourn 1 million lives, millions of injuries, and infrastructural devastation in three countries perpetrated ignorantly in the name of my country." I mean, to be honest, I'm not sure why Dr. Abdul actually deleted that post, because that's a spot-on assessment of what millions of working-class Michiganders and Americans believe. You can denounce 9/11 and the terrorists from 9/11 and then denounce this country's policies of forever wars in the Middle East. Again, working-class Michiganders are done with Middle Eastern wars and are done fighting Middle Eastern wars for Israel. Dear Leader Trump said over the weekend regarding his regimes and Israel's corrupt and genocidal governments war in Iran, "These are very violent, evil people, and if they had a nuclear weapon, Israel would be gone." Israel has nuclear weapons. And last year, Dear Leader Trump said that Iran had no nuclear capabilities. Regardless, I thought, though, that the whole point of this war on Iran by the Trump regime and Israel was, first and foremost, liberation. But now everybody there's evil. That CBS story called Dr. Abdul's social media post as outside the political mainstream. Yet, a majority of working-class Americans oppose sending Israel money for war. And working-class Americans oppose the Iran war. And a majority of working-class Americans oppose the government spying on them with flock cameras, which is something that Florida Mike Rogers really fights for. And a majority of working-class Michiganders support a moratorium on billionaire big tech bro data centers. And yes, a majority of working-class Michiganders support Medicare for all. And that's according to a recent Epic MRA poll, which also just happened to show Dr. Abdul beating Florida Mike Rogers by 4%. You know, it seems to me, Barry Weiss and your CBS News, it seems to me that Dr. Abdul is the one in the mainstream, while Florida Mike Rogers continues to be on the MAG Republican extreme. Leftoflansing at gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.